Welcome back to the Fat Mums Podcast,
where every week we talk in your ears, bringing you laughs and thoughts.
The Fat Mums,
chatting your ears off. Hi, Trays.
Hi, Gem. Listen, before we start, I have a request.
Right.
My lovely friend, Kirsten, who listens to us in the bath, which, yeah, you know, sexy, yeah, time. But she watches us and she says she really misses the jingle. So, oh, look.
Well, right, as if by magic.
There we go.
To the Fat Mums Podcast, where every week we talk in your ears, bringing you laughs and thoughts. The Fat Mums, chatting your ears off.
So to all those lucky people that have already heard that, there you go.
Oh, you get it twice. That was especially for you, Kirsten. But do you know what? Next time, download it from one of the podcast providers.
Well, I think if you listen to it on Spotify or through the iTunes, is it iTunes?
iTunes and iTunes podcast.
It sounds amazing. It does. It sounds amazing because it's all been Doobry Whatsitted.
Yes, exactly. That technical term. That real technical term. Doobry Whatsitted.
Exactly.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? We haven't spoken properly for ages.
Right. Yeah, we're okay. It's kind of same old with us. My mum, bless her. I'd spent the day looking after her today, which was really nice, like I said to you earlier, to be able to look after her because she looks after everybody else. And we had my cousins around who live in Norfolk, and I haven't seen them since Holly was one, so a couple of years. And they've got two girls, and they're all kind of like a similar age, and we knew they got on like House on Fire, so we kind of got them together, and mum hosted. And when she does, she just runs around like a blue-ass fly, and she fell over, bless her, and she hurt her leg. I know, so she's doing all right, but she said she feels, I suppose, forgive me, Mum, with her age, she said she just literally could feel herself stiffening up.
Oh, it's a horrible feeling.
No, she said she went down like a bag of S-H-I-T.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, a bag of
bless her.
No, so yeah, I've been looking after her today, which has actually been really nice.
Oh, nice.
And she's really liked it. She's like, this has been lovely. It's nice to be looked after every now and again.
So, see, I would have been like, keep moving, it's better for you.
Well, I know, that's the thing. She said, keep getting up and moving about and stuff. But yeah, it's lovely. And what was lovely today is I had some time with just me and my big girl today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was lush. I'd said, I need to go to Boots and Holes, do you want to come with me? And she's like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
so we went to Boots, and I thought, I'm going to take her for a milkshake, and we'll spend a little time together, just us two, because it's never just us two.
Nice. No, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I got a bit of time with May yesterday. She's doing some painting down at the theatre in town. She's going to help do the set, and I just got some time before and after with her. It was just really nice because they get to 16, all they do is want to be with their pals.
Yeah, that's, I know. You often say, don't you, what I'd give to have her little again.
Yeah, just to rewind. Because you want the time to whiz when they're that age. It's just like, oh, God, when am I going to get my own time? Or when am I going to, you know, and it just goes so ridiculously fast. So I'm trying to slow that down. Because if she, you know, she leaves home in 3 years' time, then
what's the set she's painting?
It's for the Grim Tales. Our friend Debbie is doing the Grim Tales there, and she's going down to help to paint, which is great for her portfolio.
And theatre back opening.
I know.
Hallelujah, which is lovely.
I know. I have some friends who went to C6 today.
Oh, really? Where is it at the moment?
In London.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I got a text before and a text after, and she just said it was just amazing. I said, you are going to be buzzing. Going to be buzzing.
Yeah, especially with six, because it is, you know, the perfect kind of.
Yeah, we're going in December. You've seen it?
No, I really want to go. I'm intrigued by it, so I really, really want to go.
Go, because it's in Bath. Is it only one act?
Yeah, I think so. God, all the theatre people are going, probably. No, I'm sure it's only one act.
Oh, sure, I love that. I love that. Go in, watch it, go. Although, I do quite like an interval. I like it when it leaves you hanging and it's like, ooh, apart from Into the Woods. When I saw Into the Woods and it was a very long production and I wanted to bang my head against, I just wanted to go home.
Well, thing is, Into the Woods, if you don't know it, you could leave in the interval.
Yeah.
Because you could very much think that that's the end of the story.
Didn't Arthur and Gail do that?
Oh, I think somebody did, didn't they?
I think it was Gail.
Was it Gail?
Yes, it was. It was. So she had to come back the next night and watch the second half. The first half is very, very long. And, if it's not done well, oh, my word. I was just like, I'm not going back in there. And Anthony was like, you are. I was like, I'm not going back in there. And I did, and it was horrendous.
Something like that.
Eh?
I've been to some like that.
Well, Anthony has a reputation, doesn't he? If he's not there in the second half, people know he's not enjoying it. Ha ha. So now he has to stay and watch both. But yeah, theatre. Going down to the theatre yesterday, it was just like, wow, here we are. And I'm refusing to believe that life isn't going to return back to normal. I refuse. I know we're going to have to take precautions for a while, but shouldn't we have been looking after each other anyway?
Yeah, I know. And I just...
Funny staying clean.
Just don't want to talk about COVID too much, do you? But
no,
we've got to live with it, haven't we? And we're getting double vaccinated. The vaccine's being rolled out super quick. I read something that all of like over 18s are going to be offered one within weeks now.
Amazing.
You know, so we're well ahead of the target that we originally came out, because I wasn't supposed to have mine really until August, I think, end of July, August. So, and I've had my first now. So we're so ahead. And I just think, If we've got the vaccination program in place, there's nothing else that can not stop us, but we've just got to push forward and we've got to live with it. We've got to start living with it.
Of course we have. What are you looking forward to the mostest about life turning back to normal?
Do you know what? I don't know. I'm feeling a little, I know quite a few people who are feeling, well, you said it the other day, didn't you? That you had some friends around and initially it was silent because you just didn't know how to. And I've heard that a few times. Yeah. I've heard that a few times. And I think I'm nervous about everything going back to normal. I would be lying if I didn't say at the top of my list is rehearsals.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely. Seeing you all, you know, going to a pub after where we don't have to kind of go, oh, six of us can go. Oh, no, which six is it going to be this week? Because that's ridiculous. And just, yeah, just singing. I miss it. So I really miss it.
I know.
Proper singing, getting our heads into some good stuff and just socialising through music and through theatre again. I think that's what I miss the most. And that's what I can't wait for. And that's what I know I won't have an issue getting back into apart from... My voice is ropey as hell.
Yeah, you'll get it back. It's just practice, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, we're doing a bit of singing on Saturday, aren't we? And I need to put aside tomorrow night, and you know, do some stuff tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
That'd be great. Yeah, be fab to be out and about and singing and. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's the rehearsal, it's the social element of it. And all this nonsense that professionals, only professionals can sing, it's just beggar's belief. I just don't know how it can be justified. And there's 4 million people that go to choirs that can't go back yet. Yeah, you can go and sweat in the gym. I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
But getting back to you. Now, one thing I did want to talk to you about was your very, very special skill that you showed me earlier with your nostrils.
I've got 2 special skills.
Okay.
What's your pop, right? Before I do that, what's your party trick? You got party trick?
Yeah, I can play the spoons.
Can you?
Yeah.
Right. Lady Jane, you are in the kitchen right now. Can you do it?
Will that transpose on a podcast? All right.
Yeah. Go and do it. Go and get your spoons out. Do they have to be big spoons, little spoons? Well, she's gone to get her spoons, so we won't know until she comes back. And can we think of a song? Do you take requests?
No.
Do you take requests?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's just like, right, okay.
I haven't done this for a long time. COVID has really taken its toll. There you go.
Oh!
It's down the fingers. Ow! It's down the fingers. And it really, really does hurt. These aren't the best spoons. If they're a bit flatter, they're great. But it's making that. There you go.
I love that.
Thanks very much. Yeah, that's a good party trick. I don't really have party tricks. I'm just a bit loud and like to tell rude jokes. And that's really the party-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true.
Songs at the top of my voice. Come on, yours.
Mine is, I don't know if it's a party trick. I can drink from, I can use my cleavage to drink a drink.
That's
but it has to be like a bottle of beer or.
That's TV. That needs to be on your CV.
That's like, if I just pop the bottle in there.
Yeah,
and I would just kind of tip back a bit. I mean, really double chin. Love the double chin. And I have a little wee drinkage. So that's probably my party trick. I don't think I've got any other party
trick. Yes, you have. You have to show the world your nostril trick. Do it.
Do you think they're big?
Yes.
What did I do? I'm flaring at the same time. So that's like proper piggy, isn't it? Look at that. What would you do? What would you do if your nose was constantly like that?
I'd be very upset.
You can see all of my nostrils.
But to those that aren't watching, Teresa can push her nose up and make herself look like a pig and then flare her nostrils. It is, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing party trick.
Can you not do that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Do you know, I have to tell you something about flaring nostrils. Chris has always said that I flare my nostrils a lot.
You do.
It's really big, yeah. And when Holly was born, within 5 minutes, love her, of her being put on me and feeding and then being put on me and going to kind of sleep again, Chris went, oh, my God, look. She's your daughter. And she's flaring her nostrils.
Flaring her nostrils. Ooh, oh, that's so cute.
Bless her.
So imagine that you are going to an amazing party.
Yeah.
What drinks would you take with you?
Okay. I how drunk am I going to get? Am I there a long, long time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd probably take a vodka. I'd take a bottle of vodka because I don't seem to, touch wood, get too drunk on vodka. Mm. I like a red wine.
Ooh.
You know what, though? I'm proper into rosé at the moment, though.
I love a rosé.
Yeah.
I can't drink white wine anymore. Okay. A, because it makes me opinionated, apparently.
Stop. More opinionated, you mean? Not makes you opinionated.
No, it makes me opinionated.
More opinionated.
No, it makes me opinionated. It's the sole source and reason of my opinion making is white wine. Because I love fizz. And when I drink white wine, it's like a flat fizz. It's really odd. I need to sort that out. I love a rosé.
This makes me gassy, though.
Oh yeah, but I love a bit of fizzy gassiness. But we were talking, you were saying about Aperol spritz. God,
yeah,
I love an Aperol spritz.
Yeah, I know.
We had them for our honeymoon. We went to the Albert Hall for the first night of our honeymoon, and we had an Italian waiter there. And we were going on to Verona, and the next day, and he was saying, "Oh, you have to. Have you ever had an Aperol spritz?" And he said, "No," and he said, "Oh, you have to have this. It's amazing, a drink." And we paid £10 for our Aperol spritz, and then when we went out to Verona, they were €2. It was blimey, I know.
No. Yeah, we used to try drinking when it became a real big thing as well, because, like, I think you told me about it, which is probably about that time when you went on your honeymoon and you came back and you were drinking it. And I'd never heard of it before. And then suddenly it was like everywhere. Oh, it had like Aperol stands up at like festivals.
Yeah, it's funny. It was funny. I mean, maybe they'd do that before and we just never noticed it. But
maybe you set the trend.
I think we did. So would you take rosé? What about cocktails?
I think I probably would. Oh, porn star martini.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Yeah, I know. What's the one you get? The passion fruit. Is it the passion fruit martini?
It's the passion fruit martini. They're lovely. But they have to be really cold, otherwise they're a bit meappy. And I foolishly put a thing on Facebook telling everybody how nice they were, and then I went to Sainsbury's to go and get them, and there weren't any there. So I put that...
look at you thinking that everybody in Devices is attached to your
Facebook. Why did I tell anyone?
It's probably true.
Why did I tell everybody that they were nice? Probably
that is a lovely. What about you then? What would you take?
I would definitely take Fizz. And I have to say, bit of product placement. There's a Marks and Spencer's Fizz that is very reasonably priced. Because Fizz can be quite unnecessarily expensive, I think. And it's lovely. It's got a yellow label and it's absolutely delicious. But if I was going to a posh party, I'd probably take some champers. I tell you what, this sounds so flipping snobby, but if you go to places like Waitrose, some of the wines that they have there, I mean, it's just like nectar. So wine. Mm-hmm. Love a bit of wine. Love a bit of wine.
No, there's a white wine that my good friend Nikki Ballantyne, who I saw the other day, bless her, I'm sending her lots of love because she's got a bad, poorly ankle. And she introduced me to wine. And I think it's called like Krutz or something, C-R-U-Z, and this was years ago, and it's such a nice white wine. And she said to me the other day, she's like, yeah, they used to do it at Morrison's. They stopped doing it at Morrison's. It was like just over maybe £5, £6, £7 for a bottle. And she said, I've seen it in Waitrose. She says it's like £15 a bottle now. Mm, so
that's a lot.
It's a nice white.
Yeah, there's a lot of money. Cocktail wise.
It's a lot of money.
Say again.
When you drink a lot, it's a lot of money.
Well,
have a few wines.
Yeah, it is. Cocktail wise. Oh, so many. I love cocktails. Love them. And our tone does them fabulously. You've got to be really careful with them, though, because they make you slaughtered. I remember my friends Katie and Sophie coming round once, and we had cocktails, and nobody remembers anything past 9 o'clock. Not a single thing. And it was just because it just tastes like fruity juices. They're so delicious. I love a dark and stormy, which is dark rum and
what's in a dark
a black rum and or dark rum and ginger ale, I think. And it hovers on the top, so it looks like a dark and stormy night. I love them, and I know they're really nice. Do you like ginger ale?
No, not on its own, because I don't like the heat as it comes. You can feel it heating your throat.
I know. Anthony drinks fiery stuff. I don't like it. But yeah, the porn star martinis I love. Mm. I love an espresso martini, but you've got to be careful because they can make you a bit whitey, can't they? Talking of whitey,
and wake you right up.
I'm not talking about that. Food. What's your favourite food?
I like Italian food. Mm. I really like Italian food. Mm-hmm.
What part of Italian food do you like?
Is that we've got a time delay, haven't we?
I don't know.
I think we are. So this could be an interesting podcast to listen to. But anyway, what type of Italian food?
Yeah.
I love chilli. Do you know what I had the other day? We went to an Italian the other week, not me and Chris, me and some girlfriends, which is actually where I saw Kirsten. And I had a king prawn. It was like the name of the restaurant in, if anybody's near Atworth, I think it's Il Vello d'Oro, I think it's called. It's the lovely Italian. It used to be a normal pub and they turned it into an Italian. And I had their linguine and it was king prawns with like garlic and chili. And OMG, it was gorgeous.
Was it? Oh.
Yeah.
Just the different pastas that you can get. I love it. But the dining out there is just so different. You know, you get the, it's like when we went to Martini's in Bath, you know, your pasta is your antipasta and antipasti. You know, so you have the meats and then you have the pasta and then you have the steak and then, you know, I love all of that. It's just because you start at 8 in the evening and you're still there at midnight. I love all of that.
Did you find though, because when we went to Italy and we went to Sorrento, just a basic pasta with tomato sauce tastes amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's out of this world. And pizza with just mozzarella and tomato and basil. Oh, just out of this world. Yummy, yummy, yummy. But I love
it. Our friend Lucy is probably going to listen to this and be like, you've got no idea.
No, exactly. Really
good there. I know.
Oh, funny. But Mexican food.
So listen, I lost you then. Listen, if you were going to, okay, what picky party food would be your party food of choice?
Cheese and pineapple.
Oh no.
Just cheese and pineapple sticks. I have that. I have eaten those down to an absolute T. When you go, there's just a way. Me and my friend Millie, whenever we've been at a buffet, you have to get as many as you can into your mouth as well as putting them on the plate. And then it looks like you've only got 3 on your plate, but actually you've eaten 23. It's a skill.
Oh, do you like them pineapple pizza?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I'll eat it if I have to, but cheese and pineapple, there is something about it I absolutely love. I could live off of it, Fraser. and I tell you what else I love is baked camembert with thousands bits of garlic, cloves of garlic and rosemary, and then dip in frusty mouth hurty bread. Delicious.
Yeah, that is good.
What about you? What picky food?
Yum, 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 yum. I think like smoked salmon bellinis, anything salmony. I love salmon, like I do. So, well, smoked salmon stuff, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what else is amazing. So,
but what did we have actually? When I came out to yours and I brought the from M&S, the king prawns ready to eat in the garlic.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They were nice as well. Yeah, they were nice.
I like a fig. Proper salivating. I like a fig with with goat cheese or Stilton. Oh my God, that is
You need to introduce me to these because I've never had a fig.
Oh, I love a fig. Oh, we talked about this because I picked them off a tree when I went on holiday to Italy.
I've never had a fig. I want to try a fig.
Oh,
I've never had one.
They are out of this world. Figs, eating figs and drinking fizz, or fig and red, eating figs and drinking red wine. Hello, absolutely out of this world.
What do they taste of?
They're quite figgy.
Right, that's really helpful.
They're fruity. I don't know what you would then liken it to, actually, fruit-wise. Otherwise, they're just a strong-tasting when they're really ripe, but they're just delicious. They're quite a sexy fruit.
And like passion fruit, I just find it slimy.
They're snotty, aren't they?
Yeah, they look like bogies.
They do look like bogies. But I do quite like.
We had a one time I seen it at the weekend, didn't we? And you were like, suck the passion fruit out, and I was like, no, it just looks like, ugh, no, it can't.
Delicious, totally delicious. Well, that's been a really nice, lovely chat. I don't know how long we've been talking for. Do you?
No, I don't know, but I think it's going to be quite annoying to listen to because I think we talk over each other quite a bit because I think we've got quite a massive delay.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's technology.
Do you know what, Jem?
Yeah.
Should we, next podcast, shall I come to you and we do it live together?
Yeah.
And then because my Wi-Fi, I'm finding out, is getting crapper and crapper week on week. I do think it's my Wi-Fi because you're sat practically on your router, aren't you? So let's do, because we can do that now. We can meet now. I can come into your house now. Let's do it together.
Work out a way to film it so people that want to see our fizzogs can.
Well, I could bring my laptop and just sit opposite the table from you, my laptop.
Yeah,
and
then it'll be right pointless. The table
with your laptop. Yeah, that'd be quite good.
We'll have a lush weekend. I'll see you Saturday and Sunday.
You. Yes. Singing Saturday. See you for barbecue fun on Sunday. Thank you to everybody for listening, downloading, watching. Share the podcast because we want more people to listen to it, don't we? And we love you all, and I love you. And I'll see you this weekend.
I love you too. And we're not sponsored by Waitrose. Ciao for now.
Oh no.